Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey guys, welcome to the U Up podcast. A little hit a pod for you today on a Wednesday afternoon in St. Louis, Missouri. I'm staring outside and it's a beautiful day here. I'm kind of annoyed with beautiful days. I don't really want them to be. I like it when it's dreary out. That's what I like during this quarantine. I don't know about you. I remember being like, oh, good. It's going to be nice weather. I can go for a run. But no, I can't run because of my goddamn, I ran the other night. I did 4 miles. I didn't stop. It felt so good. I think I talked to you guys about it afterwards. Felt amazing. And then, of course, the next night, the creaky ship feeling arrived in my Achilles. And now I feel it right now. I just really do think it's in my mind. You know, I believe a lot that a lot of the pain in our body is just our stress acting out and that it's not actually pain. However, I'm very scared of my Achilles tendon snapping and rolling up into my calf because that's what happens when it does, I think. Like, they have to, like, go up and get it. Like a hoodie string that you pull, you know, it goes through the wash, and one of your hoodie strings goes through all the way up around the hood, and you're like, how do I get it out? That's what they have to do to your leg to get your tendon back to pull it through. I don't know. Sorry for that graphic description to start off the podcast. But honestly, that's really what's keeping me from running as much as I want to. Because I can run through pain. It's fine. But sometimes I do feel like, oh, my Achilles is about to snap up. Like a snap bracelet. 90s reference. Not really. It's nothing like a snap bracelet, actually. Actually, it is. Because I think it like rolls up like a fruit roll-up. Another 90s reference. I saw a fruit roll-up challenge. Have you guys seen that? Where, like, you unwrap the fruit roll-up and then you let it dangle from your mouth and then you try to race other people to eat it all. That's fun. I should incorporate that into my house. That's what I need to eat more. I need more activities centered around eating. I mean, eating just for sustenance isn't fun enough. It has to be a contest. So that was kind of fun. I'm going to learn a TikTok dance with my mom. She was so freaking funny, you guys. She was trying to learn the I'm trying to learn the savage dance. I'm definitely got it down, but I need to get comfortable with it now. I know the steps. Sometimes I forget a couple of them, but if you don't know the savage dance, I can't even play it for you on this thing, but I can play my mom singing the savage dance. Okay, that's what I can play. Because I played it on my radio show today, but she's reading the lyrics of Savage by Megan Thee Stallion, the rapper. And this is my mom reading the Savage, because my mom doesn't think she can learn the dance until she learns the lyrics. So here she is. Hold on.
Acting stupid. What's happening, bitch?
She listen to her say bitch.
Pretty nasty. Hey, hey, yeah. Acting stupid. What's happening, bitch? What's happening, bitch? Whoa, I'm a savage, yeah. Classic, bougie, ratchet, yeah.
I don't think there's ever going to be footage of my mom that I cherish more than that. Classy, bougie, ratchet, yeah. If you saw her, she's in like this little ski cap. She looks so tiny, and she's just trying so hard to memorize these lyrics and make them sound cool. It's so cute. So I might learn that TikTok dance with my mom later on tonight, but it's been a long day. I just got done doing David Spade's show on, he does an Instagram show that's a version of his Comedy Central show, Lights Out. I had 3 topics to talk about. I just couldn't really think of any good jokes for any of it, like really solid jokes. I usually go into those shows with like, oh, I got a zinger for this. I have usually 2 great jokes per topic. And this time my dad and we called Andrew. We all were brainstorming on the topics for about, you know, 20 minutes and we didn't get much. So luckily Pete Holmes was on the show with me and he is so funny and like, you know, I just laughed the whole time. I was like, oh, good, Pete's on because they won't even need to go to me because he's just always, I'm just so impressed with people that are so quick on their feet. I texted him afterwards and I was just like, you make me want to quit comedy, kind of, because you're so quick and funny all the time. He's always saying the funniest thing. I want to like hone that skill better. I'm like, do I need to take an improv class? So yeah, that was really fun. And then as soon as I got done, I got on the phone, Spade called me afterwards just to recap. It was so fun. I love talking to him. I can't believe I'm friends with him. But it's been really great because I've been reaching out to a lot of my friends right now because I'm making a pretty big career decision coming up here, and I'm totally split 50-50 on what to do, and it would involve a huge move and all of these things in my life. So, and now it's just like the weirdest time to make a huge career decision. But it also seems like the most apropos time because nothing is the norm. We won't go back to the way it was anyway. So why not make a huge change for the next chapter? My life will be before Corona and after Corona. BC AC, AC Slater. So that was good. I got some career advice from someone who, you know, he talked to me about him writing his book. I love David Spade's book. He has two books, actually. One he only did on Audible. There is no print version. I got to listen to that because his first book was, I loved. Oh my God, it's so funny. And I want to write a book, but I'm having trouble starting that process because there's always something else I could be doing than writing a book. You know, as long as there's no deadline, which I'm about to get one because I'm about to just set myself up so I have to write a book. I want someone to like actually hire me to do it, because if I just am like, oh, I'll write a book and then I'll sell it, it ain't going to get done. So I need someone to be breathing down my neck to get the work done. But it's just funny, you know, when you got to get something done and it's the number one priority that you have, and it really isn't that scary. Like, what's so scary about writing a book, or at least attempting to, honestly? What is so fucking scary about it? I'm paralyzed. And I know you know what I'm talking about. Like, there's something you need to do, whether it's call an insurance company about a bill. You know, that's usually one for me as well, calling any kind of company about a bill. Thankfully, I have people do that for me now. That is the best thing that I ever did in my life, was get to a point where I could have people, whenever I need to deal with calling a company about a bill, someone else can do it for me. Because honestly, you guys, it wouldn't get done. I'm really, really negligent with that stuff. So, so this is an example. Like, if I would have ever had to call an insurance company about an MRI that I didn't ever get and they're charging me for it, it's like that kind of call I would put off for years, years and years. And then I would never pay for the MRI. And so then I would get in, my fucking credit score would go down because I was paying for an MRI that I didn't even need to pay for in the first place, but that would require me calling and actually talking to someone about it. And for whatever reason, I'm scared they're going to be like, oh, not only do you owe us for this MRI, but you owe us for the time that you thought about taking an ambulance. That cost you $8 million. So give it to us. Oh, you don't have the money? Okay, go to jail. And I guess that's my fear, is that if I call an insurance company, they'll eventually figure out I belong in federal prison. Anywho, when I'm putting off something like that, whether it be writing a book or making a call, I will do everything else. That's how I get shit done. I think that's kind of my secret. Maybe I should write a book about getting shit done, because I do get a lot of shit done, but it's all because I'm avoiding doing things that I don't want to get done. Thus, procrastination propels every other thing in my life. You know, like, it's funny, I get in the best shape when I am gearing up for an appearance on TV, because every chance I get, I'm like, oh, I should be prepping for this appearance. Or like, if there's something really scary coming up, like the roast, for instance. I put in so much work on the roast. Could I put in more? Yeah, you're damn right I could. But I don't, because I'm like, I should go on a run because I need to be in shape for it. I don't really want to go for a run. I just don't want to write jokes. I don't want to look at my work. You know, I'm always getting things done in the name of procrastinating. And procrastination is probably my biggest problem. And you wouldn't think, looking at me, that that is the case. You know, kids are shrieking like they're being attacked by a dog. And then I heard a dog bark and it sounded like it. Okay, no, everyone seems fine in that next yard. I don't know. I almost got excited that a kid was being attacked by a dog. Is that awful? I'm like, oh, good. Excitement. That's terrible. I didn't want them to die. I just want, I don't want a dog to attack a kid. I do not want to put that out there in the world. Because even if the kid just gets a little scratch, they'll be scared of dogs the rest of their lives. And that's just not good. Not being scared of dogs would suck. Although I just saw the cutest thing I've ever seen. You got of dogs that was inspired because someone was scared of dogs. So you guys have to do this. Fucking make a mental note, take out your phone right now and look it up, okay? I'm going to look it up with you so I can give you the exact thing to look up, but it's going to make you smile. You go to Reddit, made me smile. Reddit has a Reddit, a subreddit called Made Me Smile, all right? Go to that. Now, you're going to look through it, and it'll give you the option to search that subreddit, okay? And then just search dog, dude. You're going to, whatever's going to come up is going to make you happy. The first thing that comes up, it was posted 19 hours ago. Okay, this is what you should Google. Owner asks dog to leave because customer is scared of dogs. I know that's a long title, but pretty much anything you put in that, it is so cute. There are these three golden retrievers, and this woman, I think it's in some Asian country. I don't know what language she's speaking, but she says, she yells at the dog, doesn't yell, but she just talks to the dogs. These three cute golden retrievers, you gotta watch it. They want, and then watch till the very end. It is thoroughly one of the best videos I've seen on the internet in ages. And I wish I could copy it. You know what? I'll screen record and then I'll put it on my Instagram. I'm gonna do that. I know I tell you guys I do that a lot. So just go to my Instagram. I don't know why I made you do all that. Go to my Instagram story. This dog drags a cat. I mean, it's insane, but it's really, really cute. What was I getting at? I don't really remember. Oh, writing a book. I'm putting that off, and that's okay. There are a lot of things going on in my life that require my attention right now, and the fact that I'm not writing a book is just, it's just fine, Nikki. What else? Wish I could go for a run. It's a beautiful day out, but I can't do that. I really don't want to do any kind of class. I don't know why I'm so adverse to yoga. I think it's just because I just am not naturally good at it, and I can't stand not being like at least better than 50% of the people at it. I hate being the worst at something. And I just hate it. I don't know. And I know yoga would bring me so much joy and make me feel stronger and give me all the things. I don't know why I can't get into it. I just like workouts that are really quick and hard. I don't like any kind of gentle practice. I just want something to like hurt me. And then I know that I've worked because I hurt. And that's really isn't what work should be. It all should be gentle. Why do we have to kill ourselves to like make it count? But no fucking guts, no glory, you know? You have to suffer in order to allow yourself to not to enjoy life's pleasures. That's kind of how I live my life. Like, I feel like I don't deserve things until I suffer. Does anyone relate to that? I really feel that for everything I do. Like today I feel like, okay, I deserve a little nap. I did Spade show. I did my own radio show. I did some writing. I wrote jokes for Spade show. I put in a day. I deserve a nap. Am I feeling guilty about not working out today? You're damn right I am. I really wish I could go for a long run, but I can't, like I said. And I don't want to do a workout class. So many people are taking workout classes on Instagram for free. And I don't know. I don't have a mat. And the thing is, I do have a mat. I could be like, Dad, do you have a yoga mat? And he would dig one out of the garage. He would find one. My dad has free weights. I could do everything that I keep saying I don't want to do. But I just don't feel like having like a fucking tight body right now. I just don't care. I'm wearing jeans. I put on jeans for David Spade's show. And just to like feel like a woman. And I think I should be wearing jeans every day just to keep me accountable. You know, just something reminding me that I have a body. That's a good thing to remember, you know, keep you in your body. Sometimes you're supposed to do a body scan where you like go up and down your whole. I was reading all these tips on how to deal with anxiety because I had a psychiatrist on my show yesterday. She had all these tips about doing body scans, about doing these breathing techniques. There's one called like you like what do you do? Maybe it involves tapping of some sort. But there were all these really interesting techniques that you can look up to really, like, I learned through doing that breathwork class that you can literally, if you want to go trip, like you're tripping mushrooms, just take a breathwork class. I'm not joking you. You can make yourself trip. Like, I could go get high off my own supply right now in my sister's room, my old sister's room. It's now her baby's room, but my parents' extra spare bedroom. I was tripping my balls off, and I don't have balls. That's why I don't have them anymore. They tripped off. I had them before the breathwork class, but and my friend did a breathwork class because I told my high school best friends in our chat thread about it, and I was like, girls, if you want to get fucking high, take a breathwork class. I'm serious. And so my friend did it, and they both tripped so hard, and they described their trips to me, which are more interesting than dreams, you know? More detailed, fucking crazy, but they both attested to it as well. So if you're interested, I don't think there's any real harm in it. Take a breathwork class. Let me know what you think. It's fucking wild. And if you have any suggestions for like self-help things that you think I would like, or just like trip, like books you think I'd like, anything that's really been profoundly, something that's profoundly impacted your life, and a way that I can get into that said practice, I would be interested in that. So write me about that. And don't just give me one that you're like, I think I should, you know, like, I want you to really be like, Nikki, this is going to change your life. Because you know I'm always looking to do that shit. And I would have never thought about breath work unless this girl, Blair Saatchi, comedian, had recommended it to me when I asked about how I can't cry. She was like, oh, breath work will get you crying. It didn't get me crying, but it did make me trip. And feel like my whole body was buzzing in like a weird, like I was stuck in an amplifier. It was crazy. Anyway, try it out. Write me about it. Thank you guys so much for listening. You're the best. These daily podcasts are keeping me sane. I'm glad to hear they're keeping some of you sane. Your DMs mean so much to me. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. You know I'll be here. Squirt, squirt. Oh, watch, before I finish, watch Millionaire tonight. I'm on tonight on ABC. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Jackpot.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.